And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin right here at the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have the great guys from Promar. Captain Will and Steve are here from Promar. We're going to be talking lobster. Yeah, it's almost lobster season. You're going to learn all about it from these experts. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup up on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up. All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, with all this Dorado and tuna around, it's hard to imagine a lobster season.
I know, lobster right season. Here. And you know what else, Corey? I was just looking at the long-range weather forecast. I've a couple days here for the next couple days after that's going to be our typical September-October weather. Looks great.
I'm ready.
Looks like great weather coming up here. So we're ready for that fine fall fishing here in Southern California and fine fall lobster fishing. Steve from Promar is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey. Thank you for having us.
Hey, great to have you. And Will, good morning. Captain Will Berto from you work out of Pierpoint Landing, right?
Good morning. Yes, sir. Pierpoint Landing. Thank you guys for having me.
And you are... you are a Promar Pro, right?
Promar Pro staffer, yes.
Yeah, all right, cool. So, and you've been, and you don't just do lobster.
No, not at all. We do a little bit of everything. We love the lobster fishing, but we do bluefin, we do local, we do it all.
Yeah, so tell us about your operation.
So I run a four-pack charter out of Pierpoint Landing. It's a Parker 2320. We fish everything from, you know, local half-days, sculpin, rockfish, you name it, to Catalina, which is one of our bread and butters, and the big bluefin. We do it all. We just like to be out on the water.
And you'll go where the fish are.
We go where the fish are.
Classic example is the trip you just did, right?
Absolutely. Yesterday we ran about a 25-mile run all the way up to the Channel Islands. 75 miles.
All the way up to the Channel Islands, and you got them.
And we got them.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cool. You're tough.
We do what it takes, right?
Yeah.
Good, happy clients are what we want.
So. Got to go, yeah. And then, of course, now you're going to switch over to doing a little lobster?
Yeah, so the season opens up in about a week, so looking forward to that switch.
That's going to be fun. So what's happening, speaking of lobster, ProMark opens up next Saturday, right?
That's Saturday, right.
At 6 a.m.?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So, we're getting ready, getting primed up here for it. It seems like all the tackle stores got all their gear on hand, so we're pretty much good to go. We just launched a new hoop net. We've had 3 ambush hoop nets in the past. We just came out with a heavier one. I know a lot of guys in recent years have been fishing that deep water stuff at Catalina, some of the other islands. And we made something that would be better suited to do that.
Rather than tying weights in and stuff like that.
Exactly. We heard about all the guys adding chain and weights and all these things to the hoop net. So we created a 23-pound hoop net now. So
that's super, super heavy.
Yeah, and because it's a lot heavier and you're fishing deeper water, guys tend to have longer soak times on those. So we actually increase the volume within the hoop net as well. We made it a few inches higher. It doesn't sound like a whole lot, but internally, the volume-wise, it's a lot. So it basically equates to being able to hold maybe 3 to 4 extra average-sized lobster within that hoop net. So, yeah, it makes a big difference if you're soaking deep water.
And that heavy net, not, you know, you're talking Catalina and deep water, but, hey, what about the bay where there could be a 5-knot current?
Exactly.
And it'll actually hold it down.
I mean, all of us that have been out there, we've experienced those nights where we screw up or we just don't do our homework and, you know, we start seeing our hoop nets walk away from us, or we come back to the spot and it's gone because, you know, the tide is swung and everything kind of gets lifted because it's not heavy enough. Well, now with this, you don't have to worry about
it. Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. And so many times the commercial guys are setting in the kelp and they're cutting the kelp up and before you know it, the bay, whatever bay it is, it could be Long Beach, it could be Dana Point, it could be San Diego Bay, which I'm more familiar with, obviously, but there is a tremendous amount of loose kelp that gets wrapped around the buoy, and then off goes your whole setup, right? Yeah. But with that heavy net, it'll anchor to the bottom and probably release that kelp.
Yeah, that thing ain't going nowhere. 23 pounds, it's
good.
I wouldn't pull it by hand. You're definitely going to want to have a puller on the boat, but it's gonna be, you know, the added weight will make sure that you're not losing gear, and gear is not cheap nowadays.
No.
So it's important.
So the ambush series, you have the regular ambush, then the ambush XL, the Ambush XLH, and then the Ambush XLHD.
Correct.
So give us a lowdown on the weights and the circumference and everything of each one of
those. Sure. So as you mentioned, Pete, there's 4 different models now. The first one, the original one, is a 32-inch Ambush hoop net, and that was the original one. And now we recommend that one to anyone who's fishing off of a kayak, who's on a small boat, who doesn't have the space or capacity on the boat to be able to hold those bigger 36-inch hoop nets. The nice thing about...
And that weighs how much?
About 6 pounds.
6 pounds.
Yeah, okay. About 6 pounds. And the nice thing about all of the ambush hoop nets is you can nest them. So we've done a lot of videos, a lot of seminars, and one thing that we always recommend is you make your gear so that you can detach it from your hoop net, and you can always nest them on the boat to make your boat a little bit more organized, more spacious.
The stack's super nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's not everywhere. You don't have to worry about that. So the 32-inch is the original, and as I mentioned, it's about 6 pounds. Then the next size up is going to be the 36 XL. And that one is essentially the same thing. It's about a 6.5-pound hoop net, and that is just a larger hoop net so that you have more volume from the 32-inch.
And if you're fishing from the boat, that's the one to go with.
Exactly. Yeah. If you have a little bit more space on your boat, that is the one to go with because it's a bigger – it'll just hold more lobster. Mm-hmm. And then you jump up to the XLH, which was the heaviest hoop net last year, 13 pounds. It was designed to fish Catalina, pretty much anything from – and sorry, the XL and the 32-inch is great for – anything, I'd say, between 130 feet and shallower. If you're going to be going over deeper than that, then I would recommend the XLH and XLH HD, which is the newest one. So the XLH is 13 pounds, and that's deep water stuff.
And even those last year, we heard guys still weighing those down. So that's why we did the 23-pound XLHD.
Yeah, crazy.
And that's going to be the game changer for the guys that are doing deep.
And that's
stuff.
And that's how heavy?
23 pounds.
Woo! Yeah,
heavy carrying
but,
some stuff.
But necessity.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, certainly better than adding weights and putting chain on things, right, Will?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It what just, are you going to fish?
So the past years I've been using the XLH. That's been my go-to.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited this year to check out the new the XLHD. I do drops from 20 feet to 200 feet. So when it comes to 200 feet, that XLHD is probably going to come in handy really good.
And you'll actually run charters over to Catalina. I mean, that'll be your game.
Yeah, absolutely. The charters are great, and we use a puller, so it's going to be perfect, you know, paired up with that XLH.
What kind of puller you use?
I use the Ace Line
hauler. The Ace Line hauler, yeah.
That
one's
great.
Oh, man.
It gets the job done.
Ace is the stuff.
The one
and
only, huh?
Yeah, definitely a good thing to have, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely saves a lot of arms and makes your
arms and back. That's for sure.
Arms and back, yeah.
Good, happy clients at the end of the night.
Yeah, for sure. And so... The storing those a little heavier ones is going to be kind of a chore for you a little bit. Now the XLHD is not only heavier but it's taller too, right?
Right. So with that heavier hoop net, you're going to be fishing deeper water. And what tends to happen when you're fishing deeper water, if you're fishing 10 hoop nets, it takes a while for your hoop net to get up 200 feet.
Sure.
So you end up soaking them a little bit longer. You're not supposed to soak them longer than 2 hours per fish and game regulations.
Yes, that's the law.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But typically when you're fishing just the regular hoop nets inside the bay, I'm usually fishing maybe letting them soak for maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whereas when you're fishing deeper water, it can go maybe an hour or so. And with that heavier one, because you're fishing deeper and there may soak a little bit longer, we made it taller, so it gives you a couple extra inches in height, but what it also does is it gives you a whole lot more volume inside. So if you're soaking it longer and more lobster crawl into the hoop net because the hoop net's down there longer, well, now you don't run the risk of losing or overfilling the hoop net and maybe losing a couple lobster because you're soaking it longer.
This is so crazy because Promar, I mean, I hoop netted a tremendous amount 25 years ago. 20 to 30 years ago, I did a lot of it. And now I've got better things to do with my evening, right? So Promar has made lobster hoop netting absolutely a no-brainer.
So back then, did you make your own hoops?
I actually sewed my own nets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I sewed my own nets to just trick them out and, do different things. And that's when all the hoops were flat. So the Eclipse style kind of changed the game. And from that to, the bait containers. We did all of our own bait containers and did little things. And honestly, Promar has made it dummy proof.
They dialed it in.
Completely.
And you mentioned the Promar bait containers, Will. I mean, you probably attest to those. Things are awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially the seal proof one.
Yeah.
Catalina, we all know about that problem.
Oh, man. So. I remember before seals figured it out, we used to zip tie a yellowtail head to the bottom, and it was that was the secret weapon.
Yeah.
There's no way you can get away with that these days, right?
No way.
They figured it out.
Those things are so aggressive, and it's not just Catalina. It's everywhere you go in California. It's a necessity
and every bay, every spot.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But Promar made it so easy, and you can go do it yourself and make the bait containers and do all that, but trust me, by the time you go buy it all and do all the cutting, and making the holes, you're going to wish you would have just went into your local tackle store and bought 10 of them.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So what else do you make? Okay, so you make the hoop nets, you make the bait containers. What else do you make to make guys catch lobster?
Essentially, we make every single accessory, including the hoop nets, that you would ever need for hooping. We do everything from the rope. We do 50-foot shots of rope all the way up to 1,200-foot shots of rope, which are more for the commercial side of things. Uh-huh. Or if you want to just buy the 1,200-foot shot and cut it up and make your own, different sizes. But we do the ropes, the floats, the bait cages, the line weights, lights, the headlamps, the glow sticks, the LED lights that go on the floats to mark them at night.
The gauges.
We do every single thing related to lobster. We make every single aspect of it.
Your lights, I love the lights. The flash, they can flash or steady.
Exactly.
And they last a long time.
Yeah, they're battery powered. So when you buy them, they come with extra batteries. And the nice thing about those that we recommend in our seminars and our videos is, you know, they have two settings. So they have a solid setting and a flash setting. And if you're working with 10 hoop nets in a small area, well, you guys know, it gets confusing on which ones you've already pulled and which ones you haven't.
And even worse, it gets more confusing with who's around you.
Exactly.
Right.
So the nice thing about ours is those two settings, as you're working through your set, you start off with solid, you pull the hoop net up, you put it back down, and then you swap it over to the flash setting. Oh. So now you know the flashing ones are part of my next set, and the solid ones I still need to pull.
Oh,
so
that's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Have to adopt that program for sure,
right? Yeah. So we do everything. I mean, when it comes to lobster, I feel like we are the company.
Oh, no question.
Oh, there is no feeling. You are the company.
So we try to, you know, we do our research. Everyone in the office, everyone that's part of the company fishes. We all make it a point to every season, everybody jumps on the company boat. We go out, we figure out, okay, this works well, this doesn't. What do we need to change for next year? What do we need to come up with to make our customers' lives a little bit easier when they are on the water?
Yep.
So we really take the time to do some research and development when it comes to that aspect of our fishery, with lobster fishing. And I think it shows through our products.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Unlike Corey, I still really enjoy lobster fishing. I really dig going out there. It's a beautiful evening. San Diego Bay is a great space. You know, it's really a lot of fun, and then the rewards are pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It's honestly one of the coolest resources that we have.
It's amazing.
As Southern Californians, to go harvest these golden nuggets.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Walk into Point Loma Seafoods. Walk into your local fish market up in L.A. and just look at the price of a local lobster.
Yeah.
And then
they're like little bricks of gold.
Oh, yeah. They are literally, right? And be warned, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife looks at them just as little golden nuggets.
Yeah.
So do not ever, ever think that you're getting away with bringing one in that's, you know, on
know
the
laws.
Know the law, right? I mean, there's... So much has changed in my lifetime with lobster laws, with the with now the report card and the whole, you know what I mean? Like, you have to have all of that filled out before you even leave the dock, right?
I'm sure, Will, you have some pretty good stories about dealing with fish and wildlife on the water there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I just did a seminar the other day, and I preached a lot about just making their life easy.
Yeah.
As long as you make their life easy, they're
going to make your life even easier.
It's a give and take thing.
Yes.
So know the laws, you know, make sure you're not doing anything wrong, and you'll be good.
Yeah. And it's a very easy line to walk, right? And
they lay it out clear.
Very clear.
So yes. Corey brought up the report card, which everybody on the boat needs to have a report card.
Right.
And fortunately, the seasonal card now, rather than the annual card, now it's a seasonal card, right? So when do you fill out that card?
For me personally, I make sure it's filled out for myself, my deckhand, and all clients before we pull off from the dock.
Before you untie from the dock.
Before we untie from the dock.
With everything but the number of lobsters retained.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then that number that we catch for the night is done before we leave Catalina, if we're there, or any location.
Before we put the boat in gear.
Before we put the boat in gear, it's done.
Going home, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and another thing to take note of is if you decide to change spots in the middle of the night, you have to make sure. So if I'm fishing, for example, if I go to Catalina and I get two at Catalina, before I leave Catalina, I'm going to mark off those two on my card. And then if I decide I want to hoop a little bit in the harbor, when I come back to L.A. or to Long Beach, I need to fill that out, and then also fill out when I leave the harbor, go back to my slip, how many I caught in the harbor if I caught it.
So for people to understand a little bit easier, for that one night, you're using two lines instead of just the one line.
Basically, exactly. If you're going from one spot to another, and all the location codes are on the card. They're super easy to read.
Super easy.
Yeah, so if you know you're going to be going from spot to spot, each spot that you fish that night needs its own line. So that needs to be made clear.
No, you got to make sure that your lobsters are legal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And one thing that all of our pro staff guys preach, and as well as everyone at the company, is the three most important things when you're going hooping is not, it has nothing to do with the gear. It's your gauge, your fishing license, and your lobster card. Those are the three most important things when you're going hooping. Without one of those things, I mean, you can get a whole lot of trouble.
Because each individual on the boat has to have a gauge, right?
Exactly. Each individual has to have all three of those things.
So if you only have one gauge in the boat and you have three anglers, you're in violation.
Exactly.
So you need one gauge for each person on the boat.
So we actually just did a video, me and Will, that we're going to be putting out. But Will mentions he never has more than six guys on his boat, but he keeps 10 gauges on the boat.
Because you can drop one over the side.
Exactly. Yeah. Always have backups.
I mean, they're inexpensive enough, right? Like, why wouldn't you?
A few bucks. Yeah, it's not expensive at all.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. And always remember, I mean, as a listener and as a lobster enthusiast, that no matter what you're looking at with that gauge on that lobster's head and carapace, just remember, it's not going by your gauge. It's going to go by the warden's gauge.
Yeah.
So
doesn't matter what your gauge says.
No. Yeah. No, it does not.
Make
does
sure. Not. So that brings up the question of Will. Okay, if you have one where the gauge just fits real tight over, what's going to happen to that lobster?
I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Throw it over.
Let them grow. You'll get more.
Yeah.
It's not the last one you're going to ever catch.
Make sure it's more than legal, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, because technically, if it fits over the carapace, it's a legal lobster, right, Ben?
Right. See, exactly. Yeah.
But if for some reason your gauge is slightly different than the warden's gauge, and his gauge shows a little bit of play in there,
you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
Those eyes wiggle, you're done. Yeah.
One thing that I tend to do, and I feel like my buddies are probably listening and they're probably going to feel cheated, but what I actually do is I sand my gauges a little bit, make them a little wider.
Sure, it's a good idea.
Yeah, that way there's no question. Yeah,
there's no
question. Mine is like, it's supposed to be 3 1/4, right? That's the regulation. Mine is a little bit more than that, maybe.
Slightly more.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you, right? I mean, just keep it safe.
Yeah, exactly. So
here's the cool thing is, amongst all these laws we're talking about and all this regulation, the coolest thing that has happened in the last handful of years is where it opens early for the sport guy. That is the coolest thing ever, right?
You get 3 days, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a little bit of talk. There's rumors that they're extending that even.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
so cool.
We may be looking at a 24-hour extension, hopefully next season. So we'll see how that plays out.
And I always looked at it because if it opened on Wednesday, the commercial guys could bait their traps on Tuesday night, right? They could bait them on Tuesday, but they're fishing
Wednesday.
Right. You understand?
But once they bait their traps, it's over, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because they're all going to, there's so many traps out there in the beginning of the season.
Oh, man. Yeah.
As you can hear, we have a great show to talk about. You can tell we all have passion for fishing lobster, and it's kind of exciting just even talking about it, right?
It is, absolutely. And if you want to join us and talk to Steve, talk to Will, and all this cool lobster talk, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number there. Or you can text us via the app, only through the app, and make sure you leave your name and your number so that we can contact you. Because at the end of the show, check this out, not only one individual going to win, but there's going to be two. So one caller and one texter, each of you are going to win a $50 certificate to Promar. And you can go on and get whatever you want there, accessories, whatever it leads up to, a $50 gift certificate. Again, you want to join us, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, talking more lobster and all this cool stuff with Will and Steve from Promar Nets when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Dana Land Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearchersportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, all this lobster talk.
I know.
I'm melting the butter already.
You are, yeah.
I know. And if you want to join us, 213, there is one open line, 213-432-1090. It's yours right now. Or text us via the app. You got a question for Steve or for Will, and Will and his charters even. You can jump on his boat.
Want to talk about bluefin? You want to talk about local fishing out of Pierpoint there?
It's a lot of good stuff.
Got it all, right, Will?
We got it all. Dorado, bluefin, you name it. Even yellowtail at the island is starting to go again now. So whatever you want to talk about, let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Well, hey, let's talk about East Cape right now and head down south to our buddy John Ireland at Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Corey. Guests.
Good morning, John.
John.
It's been a good week of fishing, you know. It's a lot like up by you guys, a lot of Dorado around. Jeez, it's literally as many Dorados as you want. They're very mixed. We've got the big bulls, but lots of schooling fish as well. So the anglers are releasing a lot of fish and keeping the bigger ones. Literally limits for everybody. I'd say the average fish being brought in is about 20 pounds. Very, very good Dorado fishing. That's really what it's all about. The water temp's about 86 to 88. It's warm back up, about normal. Weather's been really, really nice, you guys. The highs are in the 80s. It's real cool for this time of year. Very, very pleasant. And nice time to be on the East Cape. Like I said, mentioned, the Dorado were thick, and they're off run, and they're spread everywhere, both inside and outside. So all the anglers are really, that's been the focus on most of the anglers, and that's what everybody's been going for. The yellowfin are around. They're outside, you know. The schooling tuna are probably 40 miles off, 30 to 50 off. And they're taking the cedar plugs, hoochies, normal stuff. And they're not the larger fish. They're ranging from 5 to 25 pounds outside. The bigger yellowfin, and yesterday we had the tuna shootout over Palmas. Large fish was 101-pound yellowfin. And those, the bigger fish are being taken inside closer to the coast, 2 or 3 miles off. This one was taken off the White Cliffs, off Unaramus, on live sardine. And there are a lot of bigger fish that are, all the larger yellowfin are inside, not outside under the porpoise. Billfish, a lot of billfish around is normal. Lots of stripers, mixed with a lot of sails. Anglers are targeting or enjoying multiple releases daily. There's a load of them around. Off the banks in front of La Rivera, down south, running south. So normal stuff for them. Inside, real light fishing pressure. Everybody's outside banging away, in particular at the Dorado. lots of rooster fish. They're not as big as they were earlier in the season. I'd say the average fish was around 20 pounds. Bottom fishing, lots of nice cargo, amberjack and grouper. Again, the emphasis has really been outside on the tuna, marlin, and the Dorado. So good fishing, you guys. Very good fishing.
Sounds awesome, right? And great time of the year. Now, I know this is a super popular time of the year at Rancho Leonero. John, are there still spots available in October or November?
Yeah, there are. You know, it's a little lighter October than we normally have. Fishing's been really good, and with this nice, pleasant weather, you know, historically October is always a real nice month because cooling off, water's still real warm, and it's good. So it's a great month to come down, so take advantage of it.
It is, and not only great weather, great fishing, and the greenery. It looks like you're in the tropics. Well, you are in the tropics.
It's emerald green. You guys cannot believe how jungly it is. It's a lot of rain this year. It's jungle for sure. It's excellent. Yeah.
The other advantage, too, to October, November is not only the quads to the waterfalls. You get to see the waterfalls, but also the diving at Cabo Pulmo is peak at this time of the year because the water's clear. The fish are in there. It's a really, really good time of the year for diving at Cabo Pulmo, waterfalls on the quads, and fishing, right?
Exactly, yeah. Best diving in the world on Pulmo. You and I both know that.
Oh, for sure. Well, if somebody wants to come down there, how do we do it, John?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLandero.com.
All right. Thanks, John, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
All right, very good. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Will and Steve, so let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John's first up this morning. John from Escondido. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. So my couple questions. One, I usually will charter the jig strike out of H&M and hoop, take friends out and go hooping in San Diego Bay. And last year, it was like the lobster just disappeared. You weren't even getting shorts. And that was weird. And I was wondering if you guys have a comment on that. And then, what do you charge for your hooping trips over to, Catalina or fishing, hooping the peninsula or whatever?
Well,
hey, John, the, hooping trips are going to be $1,600 going over to Catalina. That covers four people. So those trips are 3 p.m. to midnight for $1,600. In regards to the lobster disappearing, I'm mostly in the northern area, the L.A. Orange County area. So
you didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't really see that too much. We had great hooping all year over at Catalina and even in the Long Beach Harbor. So can't really speak to that one too much for you.
I mean, that could happen if there's a lack of current or if the water gets super clean. You think about it. When they were an inch long, if the water was clean, they didn't survive. They got eaten by sculpin or by calico bass or whatever. And so they do not like to come out when it's calm and clean water. Your best crawls are going to be, when do you think, Steve? I mean, dirtier water? And
yeah, when we – basically, the fishing has been so good in recent years. There's been so much bait fish, so much predatory fish in our water in the last couple of years – that just what you mentioned, there's been lots of fish to eat the small lobster, right? So you're not giving them as much of a chance as when we had those bad years of fishing where those small baby lobster were able to survive and get through it. So it just depends also on what zones you're fishing. I'm not too familiar with this zone down in San Diego because I'm with Will. I'm up in the Los Angeles area. For us, it hasn't been too bad. It's actually been – last year was actually a better year than the previous 2 years.
And it was here, too. I think you just hit an off night.
Yeah, possible, too.
And there's some nights they just don't crawl, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just like they're just – it's just a – it's a mystery of the ocean. It's like – what makes them crawl? Well, we can kind of say, you know, the tide or the this or the that, but really it's like they crawl when they want to crawl.
Yeah.
Fish bite when they want to bite, right?
It's
the same kind of thing. It's fishing.
You said it, Peter. Just like fish. And sometimes they crawl right at dark.
Yeah.
And they're done
and
in an
over.
Hour. Yeah,
yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes they
it's
wait
in the morning.
A few hours, and it's hard to say. So
yeah.
It's the mystery of the ocean.
Which makes it fun.
Yeah, but thanks a lot for the call. It was a good start there. I got a lot of great texts. I don't know if you've been reading through these, Corey.
I have.
There's been some really, really great texts coming through. And I got one here from, this one's from Sid in Santa Clarita. And he wants to know whether you do like combination rockfish and lobster trips.
Absolutely. So in the beginning of the season, you know, it gets dark pretty late. So our trip started at 3, so there's plenty of time to fish, you know, prior to dropping our hoops and a little bit of both. And something this year that I'm thinking about bringing out is maybe a 12 p.m. to midnight trip.
Oh, okay.
Where we could get a little bit more fishing time. So absolutely.
Sure.
Reach out and we could discuss whatever.
With the cost of fuel, it's like, you know, why not take advantage of a lot longer day and
exactly.
Get in the water.
The cool thing about private charters is we could customize it to whatever you want. So
how cool is that? And for four guys, I mean, that's be a really fun trip. Or you just want to go with you and your wife and two kids. It's like a perfect outing.
And that's $1,600-$1,400 a person for a night out of Catalina and stuff like that. It seems pretty reasonable with the price of fuel and everything
Pete,
like that.
Go buy yourself 10 nets, all the line, the buoys, and then buy the fuel for your own boat and go and do it.
Bait.
Listen to me. And then you figure out the left and the right and the balance.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah. Ace line hauler, you know.
The whole thing.
Stuff.
And then,
the knowledge.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. The knowledge. Having the knowledge of where to drop those hoop nets, that's 95%
huge.
Of going hooping.
That's why you got Will.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, I want to mention, too, that Promar also makes a lot of great jigs, too.
Yeah.
You guys have been, like, king of some really good bluefin, yellowfin, yellow-tailed jigs, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, everybody at the company does fish. We make it a point to get out often, as often as we can when it's not busy, right? But we try to really get involved with what's going on locally, what's going on not just locally, but as well as on the East Coast. And we try to make stuff that'll work well in both places. We have a variety of jigs. Everybody talks about the salt diamond jigs. They're kind of a staple for the rock fishing. They did really well for us. The glow ones did really well for us for that night bite on the bluefin that we saw. And then we do now do a narrow profile type jig, like a speed jig type of jig with the flash jigs and the live deception jigs, and those have been doing awesome for us. So, yeah, we do a great variety of everything related to fishing. I feel
No, those assault jigs are deadly for rockfish.
Yeah, we've gotten there's so many pictures that are tagged. You know, we're tagged in all these great pictures every Monday morning on our Instagram. I flip through everything, and you know, it's the weekend pictures, the guys that got out, and it's
so
like,
cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
There couldn't be a Promar show that went by with me asking how Jim Salazar is doing. You know,
the Godfather.
Lobster. We gotta give him a shout out.
Yeah,
man. Good morning, Jim.
He literally wrote the book on lobster.
Literally,
No, I learned a lot from Jim. I've been fortunate that working with Promar, I've been able to gather lobster information from all these great guys. You know, Jim, he's the Godfather, and then Dave Hansen and Gil Hernandez. You guys have had Gil on a couple times.
Yeah,
and
it was awesome.
Just learning, you know, I don't get to get out as much as these guys, like Will. You know, they do it for a living, but I'm fortunate that I get to collect that information from these guys,
and so
when I do go out, I take advantage, and I do fairly well versus the guys that are in the similar shoes that don't have these this network. So I'm very fortunate.
But you guys have great videos that you put together, tutorial videos, promarahi.com, right?
Exactly. So the last couple of years, we've made it a point to really put out as much video content related to tutorials, seminar-type videos, just everything, not just with lobster, but with fishing. We work with local captains like Will, up in our area, Gil Force. We just work with so many people, and we put these videos together to try and answer the questions of the audience and the customer. During COVID, it was really hard to put on seminars, and it was really hard for guys that were just getting into the sport to find information. You know, a lot of tackle stores were closed. You had to do order, pickup, shipping or order only. You'd have to drive up. They'd give you your little bag. You didn't have time to ask questions. So when that happened, we really made it a point to try and offer more content that was informative like that. And I think now we've got a great library of resources, you know, on our YouTube channel, on our website, promarahi.com, and on YouTube, it's promarahi. And, yeah, if you have any questions in regards to lobster hooping, that's going to be a great asset for you guys.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
I was wondering if you guys drop an anchor and you hook somebody else's gear, but it's not attached to a rope. Is it fair game for you to keep something like that?
Interesting. And it's not attached to a rope? I mean, I would assume so, right? It doesn't have a buoy or anything on it, right?
So if you get a commercial lobster thing that's down
below. Oh, commercial.
Yeah.
That's a whole different.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Ball game.
Now, there's two phases, okay? What if you hook your anchor on a commercial trap that's been abandoned? It'd be better for the world to take that thing out of the water, but is it legal to have that on your boat?
So, Will, do you have any experience on this?
Man.
Because yeah. I do.
So, DFG actually has a number that you can call, and you bring that on your boat, call them, let them know that you have it, and then you can deliver it to them once you get back.
So, there is a way.
All right. Because yeah. They don't want that thrown back in.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And then one other thing to mention is, you know, we talked about earlier how guys end up losing their hoop nets, you know, the night before because they're not paying attention. And in the past, you know, we've heard of guys picking up free hoop nets.
Right.
Well, technically, that's not legal.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you're out there and you find an abandoned hoop net, it's the same thing that Will just mentioned. You're supposed to call DFW and let them know, and then they come and get it. And I believe they run some kind of a youth foundation or something where they take all that stuff that they get, the abandoned product, they sell it or they donate it to different charities and events.
And as a sport fisherman and your hoop nets, on your buoy, you're supposed to have your Go ID number.
Right.
So they're actually trackable. I mean, you
exactly.
can. And that, I love that because it keeps the guy that doesn't want to do good and he's putting him in where he shouldn't be, it keeps him honest.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It keeps everybody honest, really.
Definitely.
It does. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. All this lobster talk's gotten all foamed up.
Yeah.
Man. We're going to be right back. You can join us 213-432-1091. Open line right now. Give us a shout. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outlimits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. You want to join us? 213-432-1090. Having Steve and Will from ProMar Studios. Pretty darn cool.
Just showing, I was just showing Steve, I caught a giant lingcod out at Whalers Cove Live, 53
and it was 60-plus
pounds. And it was on an Ahi ProMar jig that the guide actually had. It's like, here, use this. And it was like, oh, yeah, that works.
Yeah.
That's lingcod killers.
They love them up there. We sell a ton of them up in the Alaska area. Yeah,
it's good stuff.
That thing's a dinosaur, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy looking.
It was, yeah.
Pretty cool. You're going to have to post that on your Instagram.
He's probably still swimming around them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you throw them back?
Oh, yeah. You couldn't keep them that size. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. It's out of the slot. Yeah.
Crazy.
For sure. They have in Alaska, they have a slot limit.
Right.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He was over the slot, so he's probably over 60 inches now and probably like weighs like 80 pounds.
Can you imagine?
No.
I can't imagine.
Can you stop him? I don't know if you can stop him.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's find out what's biting out there, Corey.
Let's do it, man. It's time for a fish report and sponsored by Summit Gasoline, man. If you haven't been to this place yet, you're definitely losing money. Get the best prices available for your car, your truck, your boat and trailer. I have to say it's the easiest place to pull in and out with your boat and trailer. And it's crazy because if you purchase 35 gallons of fuel, diesel or gasoline, check this out, Steve, 100 pounds of free ice.
Oh, that's perfect for the guys with, like Will, Parker's 100 gallon.
So imagine this. Sure. They're not charging you more per gallon.
Oh, it's
actually it's less than Costco or equal to Costco pricing. 100 pounds of free ice. They also have discounted
great service.
Discounted bait certificates.
Yeah.
So you can purchase a full scoop for the price of a half. Imagine that. Yeah. Only at Summit Gasoline. They have all your beer, snacks. Yep. They even have fishing licenses.
Yep.
You can check it all out right there at the Sports Arena in San Diego, whether you're going to the Shelter Island launch ramp or the Dana launch ramp. It's right
there. Yeah.
Right in line.
And I had lunch with the owner, Finn, the other day, and Martha, and they're just like the nicest people
Martha,
there, too. Super, super clean place. They have great music system. It's such awesome.
Martha is the friendliest smile you'll ever see.
Nice.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Summit Gasoline right there at the San Diego Sports Arena. Let's start out. Dana Ward Sport Fishing, our buddy Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
Great.
Good stuff. Good stuff, man. Learning about this whole lobster thing. That show with Breck yesterday was great. Man, good weekend on there for sure.
All right.
So, hey, for us, you know, kind of a, you could feel the transition kind of happening this week. You know, water temps kind of in that 70s. You can tell it's a little unstable along the coast. You know, we've got some streaky red tide in some zones. I'm sure you've kind of seen some of that on the news there up here from, like, gosh, from us all the way up through L.A. County. You know, it hasn't affected our fishing too much yet, but it's just a funky time of the year to be seeing that stuff. With that being said, right now our half day scene, you know, bass fishing it's been decent. You know, lots of action in the areas with the cleaner water, obviously. Lots of fish caught on the fly line sardines. And for some of the anglers choosing to fish the artificial stuff, was great action on the fluke style baits, man. There was guys yesterday, cast after cast. On that calico bass, on those things. That new penny color was fishing really well. As was like a more natural bait fish color, which I heard you guys talking with Breck about that yesterday. Just classic colors. Lighter line, got the bites. You know, guys fishing the 12 to the 15-pound line, I think had the best action yesterday for those guys on the half-day scene. The three-quarter day stuff, you know, into a more typical routine now. Some bass fishing for the guys that fish down there off Camp Pendleton. I know I talked about, you know, wanting to get back in there. So we had some boats down there this week. And it was hard to get a good read on the actual opportunity as that water there was a little dirty. There's some strong current pushing down the beach as well. But the kelp looked good. There were some bass and some sheephead in the counts for those guys, just kind of the standard catch on the kelp edges. And we also kind of mixed in a little bit of that rockfish a day or two as well. So good mixed bag fishing on that rock cod, you know, hadn't been touched for a while. So it was good to get back on some of that as well. But, again, that current out in that deeper water did make things a little tricky. Off the beach, you know, we got some more shots at the Dorado this week. Fish definitely still in our zone. We're seeing quite a bit of it, but it's just kind of uncooperative. You know, it's acting the same way it did when it kind of first showed up here. It seems like it's starting to slide out of our area. You know, we're seeing it, not catching what we'd hope. But the fish that we did catch this week was caught quite a ways from home. So now it's more in play for, like, our all-day 5-to-5 trips and not, you know, not a guaranteed deal on our three-quarter-day stuff. But check this stat out. Yesterday was the first day in 54 days that we didn't have mahi in our fish counts.
Wow. That's crazy. That's pretty good.
54 days.
54 days of mahi in the fish count.
That's wild, right?
That is
wild. Yeah, 54 straight days.
Yeah, years past, they call that an El Nino, right? I mean, just
right?
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane,
wild.
Brian.
Wild stuff. So, but, you know, that's kind of it there. And then finally, you know, the Clementi scene over there at the island, you know, Marcus is telling me it's this yellowtail. And then you've seen, I'm sure, some pictures on, you know, Facebook and things like that that's going on for the guys choosing to fish the island. That yellowtail fishing over there is really good. It has been good the last 2-3 days. They're catching fish on a yo-yo jig, surface iron, the live bait, and it's just that classic island grade of fish, 15 to 25, with some kicking closer to 30. You know, the guy's saying they've been seeing this fish kind of roaming around for a bit, and it's just finally in that bite mode. So that's going to be cool to watch. Also, some good shots at the bluefin for the Fury earlier in the week with the Dana Wharf Lady Anglers on the boat for a two-day trip. They had some 100 to 150-pound fish hitting the deck there. But, of course, we got some wind in the forecast on the outside this week, so just one of those deals. This time of year, that kind of comes into play. We'll see how that affects things out there at the island and on the outer waters this week for, gosh, just about anyone wanting to get out there. So, if you guys want to hop on a boat locally or whatever, give us a shot here at the office. Our number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us there. You can link us through the Let's Talk Hookup page. They'll take you right on over, or you can check us out at danawharf.com.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that. The fishing's going to be good. And you know what's good, though? Like you said, the weather's going to get better as we head toward the end of the week here, too. So life isn't good. Hey, let's head down to Stagos Island and talk to Jeff Flowers. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a fantastic weekend and a great show. Makes me think I need to get my lobster stuff back out again. So,
yeah, you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Stagos Sport Fishing is the greatest place on the Pacific Coast south of the border. And at Stagos Sport Fishing, things are just going nuts. Right now, where can you go and get on a ponga, fish for 7 hours, 8 hours, and catch yellowtail, surface iron, Dorado, trolling around and also catching them on surface iron, big calicos with Corey's baits, halibut, white sea bass, and some grouper, all in one trip on one boat.
Wow.
And
that's pretty good to me.
Crazy down there right now. And you can even schedule it. You can say, hey, did your skipper, I want a yellowtail fish for 2 hours, and I want to go do some calicos on a tide change, you know, whatever it might be, and then get inside and fish that other stuff that's on the bottom and come back with just an absolute fantastic day. Stay at the lodge where everything is just taken care of for you. Rosie's got it set up with the easy button. You know, all your transportation, meals included, and, you know, get down there across the border. It is so simple, so easy, and so inexpensive compared to a lot of trips. I don't know why she's not completely booked out.
Well, that's my question. Are there any spots available?
There are, and there's probably a handful of them. You know, as things happen in life, people come and go with, you know, personal things that have to take place. So if you're thinking and you want to try it, do it now because next year's already booking up fast because people are going down saying, I don't want to do this once. I want to do this every year. And
for sure,
with that second lodge, things are fantastic. she's going crazy. Matter of fact, she's down at the border right now doing a change on a trip. Guys coming back and going back down. So, you know, if you're thinking about it, you got to do it. It is something that is an amazing thing to do at least once. It's and we can cater to all types of fishermen, from the brand new, never fished before, going with some friends, get a great, awesome trip in, get a great lifetime experience, all the way up to the most advanced fishermen. And, you know, everybody enjoys the same kind of service, hospitality, amenities, and you come back with some great stories.
Sounds good. Well, hey, if somebody wants to grab one of those last remaining spots, great time of the year to go. How do we do it, Jeff?
Get a hold of Rosie. Make sure you're calling Cedros Sport Fishing. There are others down there that are plagiarizing the name. Make sure you're talking to Rosie, and you can reach her on her cell phone at 858-772-7570. You can even go to the website at CedrosSportFishing.com, and you can look at what's left on the schedule that's posted, and get a hold of her. Get it done. Get it booked. Otherwise, you're going to stand on the sidelines wishing you made that phone call.
Sounds great, Jeff. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Hey, let's go up to the Eastern Sierra, talk to our co-host buddy, Rock God Rick Max. What's up, Ricky?
Good morning, Rick.
Hey, what's up, boys? How we doing?
Doing great. And you're hanging out with Adventures in Camping at your Streamside camper there, right? How's it going?
That's awesome. We just got on the road. We're heading back south. Dal's got a big test tomorrow for nursing school, so we got on the road early. But we've been up all weekend, and, man, it's just awesome. It's everything you know it is. It's the Eastern Sierra in the fall. The weather was just insanely beautiful. It was 72 to 75 degrees in the day, but like the nights got like cool and cold, so you weren't in the San Diego heat, and we were wearing jeans and flannels and campfire, and we did the Adventures in Camping thing with Ryan and Shannon, and it was just, I almost feel weird like talking about it. I sound like the same infomercial, but it was the most ridiculously easy setup ever, and our fishing was killer because of it. It's been awesome.
So where did you set up, and what kind of camper did you have, and how did it all work? Tell us about kitchen.
Yeah. So, no, we did a really fun one. We took Wyatt up for the first time, bringing our boy up there, so we definitely wanted the trailer with, you know, all the amenities, and they did exactly that. You know, go on the website, pick out whatever one you want. So we did it was a smaller trailer because it's just the three of us, but it's a bunkhouse model, so there's, like, two bunk beds in the back. So we had him in there, and then the main bedroom was up front. We stayed at a couple of different campsites on this trip. We started at the Owens River. We stayed at a campground via their recommendation called Brown's Owens River Campground. And it was, man, it was, I don't even know, our trailer door was 15 feet from the Owens River. And you could literally, not figuratively, but literally, like, open the door and see trout rising in the mornings and the afternoons outside the door of the trailer. So that was spectacular. The fishing wasn't great for us. As you know, I'm no expert fly caster, but it was good. You know, we caught some browns, caught some rainbows, mostly smaller ones. There was bigger fish to be had. You know, guys that are just like masters of fishing the Owen, we're catching them. But tough fishing, but fun, and the scenery was super picturesque. About halfway through the trip, we then relocated to yet another area. It's like north of Mammoth, but south of June, another area that Ryan put us on to. And that one was, it's called Dead Man's Creek, and there's a creek that ran right through our campground again. That was more of just a really killer place to camp. The big giant trees, you feel like you're, you know, backpacking out in the middle of nowhere. That creek has brook trout in it, aggressive but smaller. They stock it with rainbows throughout the season, but, you know, with lighter stockings this year, there weren't a bunch of trout in that creek. But, again, 15 feet out our door was another creek running right through the campground, and just another killer trip in the fall, Eastern Sierra.
Oh, sounds great. Sounds wonderful. And how did Wyatt do for his first Eastern Sierra trout trip?
He did awesome. It was pretty special to be up there with Dallas and my boy for the first time. And, yeah, he did great. And we did a lot of exploring, checked out. I'd never been to the Rock Creek area, and so we went back up in there, and I think that's the thing that I like, and you were the one that kind of turned me on to it, is there's so much stuff to explore there. Like, you could be a lifetime Sierra guy and find something new every time, and, you know, only doing it for a few years now, like, every experience we've done has been different, and I dig it. I dig it so much, and I think that's why I like the trailer thing, too, is because So they'll put you wherever you want to be. And it's just, you know, it's a jump-off point from, okay, well, here's base camp, and this time we're going to go south, and next trip we're going to go north. It just, it was really, really cool.
Sounds great. How were the fall colors up at Rock Creek?
Pretty spectacular, dude. It was really cool. Higher elevation, and, like, all the trees are changing colors. And, you know, that area is cool, too, because there's tons of different creeks that all, like, feed into each other. There's the lake up there, and, like, and you know, the fall just trips me out. Like, there's just not that many people up there. Oh. But it really is the best time. Like, the fishing's great. The weather is perfect. And there's hardly anybody left. It's just, it was about a perfect trip.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, if you want to take advantage of that 50% off deal that Adventure and Camping is giving our listeners only.
50%
off through October 15th, which is when they close. Take Rock Hut Rick's advice there and go do it, because this is the best time of the year.
There couldn't be a better family outing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a cool deal.
And 50% off.
Right.
At the best
time of
the
year. That's why we did it. You know, the deal was so good, we just figured we'd jump on it. And, I mean, I know I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it really is that easy. I mean, they just do everything for you. The trailer was set up and ready. Like, we were having Wyatt this time. We did, like, the ultimate of ease. Like, we didn't even buy our supplies ahead of time. Like, we drove up to Bishop. And just, you know, stopped at the grocery store in town, put a little bit of supplies in the car, went up there, just put it right into the fridge. And then this morning when we left, like, we just left. We put our clothes and our stuff back in the car, and we shut the door, and, you know, now we're driving home at full speed and, you know, in a regular car and not having to worry about towing a big rig up there. It was affordable, it was easy, and it was rad to have the whole family up there. It was a really fun time.
AdventureandCamping.com. Check it out. Take advantage of that tremendous deal. Mention Let's Talk Hook up 50% off. Hey, Rock Hut Rick, drive carefully, and we'll see you back here next weekend.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks.
All right. We're going to be right back. We've got more fish reports when we return. We've got the surf report. Can't forget Gundy.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hook up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hook Up listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfisherchartersdotcom.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on. And the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber. An open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more motion than conventional popper style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs.
needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.